Thank you for calling customer and support. My name is Maya. How may I assist you today?
Is this consumer direct?
Well, I do work for a third-party billing company. We service several different products. Let's see if you have an account with us. What's your name and address?
Robert Sandoval, 6480 Catherine Road, space number 2, Simi Valley, California, 93063.
Thank you, sir. So, yes, I located your account in the technical bag. And what was the issue for your calling on today?
Well, you guys charged me $67 for some kind of membership that I canceled, but I still have to pay that membership, the first installment membership, and I get a $120-something credit to buy something on Consumer Direct Savings. I'm purchasing something, but it says this store can't accept payments right now.
Let's see. Give me one moment. I'm probably trying to brief while I seek some assistance regarding this information, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Yes, I'm still seeking some assistance regarding this information. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I have a supervisor who's looking into the information regarding that. Bear with me one moment.
Sure.
So she's asking, did you receive a link to use the voucher, sir? But you said when you close to that link, it's not, the website's not letting you process the payment.
Right. I picked out what I wanted on the website and gave me a price, but everything's free because I typed in my code. I got $120-something credit. All I pay for is shipping, which is $26.95.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to click on make the payment, and it says store can't accept payments right now. So is there another website that I could use this credit for? Because I want to kind of get this over with.
Give me one moment. I'm still speaking to my supervisor regarding this information, okay?
All right.
Yes, I'm still waiting for their response. Bear with me one moment.
Sure.
You have no lease to his apartment. That's what you do as a grown-up. You didn't do that. That's not true. He held the apartment for you for 6 weeks for no money. You are a hustler, madam. I'm not a hustler. We are done. I'm not going to do that. Oh, yes, you are. I know. I will go. No.
Yes, I'm still waiting for their assistance. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Kathleen Danley is suing apartment owner Ellie Benares for moving expenses, hotel costs, and
disclosure, question 1163, gain versus demand.
Thank you. Thomas, interesting story. You were moving from Arizona to California, and you had a friend.
Okay, so it sounded like a website issue, sir. She's advising just close it out, then try again within 10 minutes, sir. The website is down.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you for calling.